Hi, I'm Bob Tapper. I'm an actor, filmmaker, and travel blogger. After spending over 25 years in the corporate business world, it was time for a new life chapter. And I'm here to tell you that it's never too late, you're never too old, be courageous, and honor your passions. Welcome to my life abroad. Today's talk is about March 2024, and I recently had to say goodbye to Portugal for just a while anyway, leaving behind the warmth and the sunshine of Lisbon. I cherish the memories that I made there, mainly with my filmmaking group, deepened some friendships and connections, made some new friends. It was overall just a great 3 months. Got a lot done, just fond memories. But before I left, I had to visit two nearby places that I had come to cherish. The first is Sintra. Sintra is a beautiful little magical town. It's nestled amongst some lush scenery and some rolling hills. It's probably about an hour train ride. Sintra captivates with its little fairy tale charm, and it's got this rich history. Treasure trove of architectural wonders, cobblestone streets, and every building seems to tell a story of a bygone era. It's very inviting to step back in time and immerse yourself in the magical ambiance of Sintra. The other place I love is Cascais, a little picturesque coastal town. It's got sandy beaches and more historical architecture and a lively marina. It kind of reminds me of California. And you can stroll through the winding streets, colorful buildings, sample really good fresh seafood, and a lot of little seaside cafes. You just kind of kick back and take in the tranquility and the ambiance of this small seaside community. It's known for its relaxed atmosphere and stunning ocean views. Cascais really just embodies the essence of quintessential Portuguese coastal town. Really, it's fun to kind of unwind and kick back in the lifestyle of Cascais. But then it was time to swap the sunny skies of Portugal for cooler, rainier weather here in Manchester, which is very typical this time of the year. Quick 2.5 hour flight from one Airbnb to the other, so my journey continued seamlessly. My time in Manchester is off to a really exciting start. I've already been cast in 2 student films. One is a horror film where I get to battle a monster, and I had makeup applied to me and for gashes in my face, and that was incredibly fun. And then the other one is a detective, kind of a detective dad. So really looking forward to playing both roles, very different roles, but off to a very exciting, creative acting start anyway here in Manchester. I did take a day trip to Halifax, England. Halifax, about a 20-minute ride, maybe half an hour. The train ride winds through the countryside, so it's really pretty. And despite the short journey, it really is picturesque. And I did take the opportunity to get some new headshot photos taken for acting. There's a photographer there that I like, and so he took some pictures. And then I just spent the rest of the day wandering around town. I'm going to go back to Halifax, really delve more into the history because it's an interesting town. But I do love train rides, and it was off to Halifax one day, and I loved it. So I'm settling in for the next few months here in Manchester. My Airbnb is conveniently located about 15 minutes from city center, a little tram ride, nice cozy room. My hosts are friendly, and the other flatmates are very nice as well. Feel right at home in my new environment. And I am embracing the occasional, well, almost daily kind of, it seems like, rainy days. Again, it's very typical here to have that kind of weather. But I have established a daily routine, joined a gym, and then working from quaint coffee shops that are here around Manchester. And I just kind of hop around and plug in and sit for a while here and there and continue my work, continue to move forward in all my creative endeavors. And as I navigate this new chapter here in Manchester, I am very grateful for the experience, and I eagerly anticipate the adventures that lie ahead. Well, that's it for now, and please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to click on the episode link in the show notes to see pictures and videos from this podcast. There's links to my socials and also a link to my Patreon page where you can support this podcast and join my community if you'd like. And you can double your life abroad experience by signing up for my free monthly blog sent directly to your inbox every month. Sign up at bobtapper.com. Thanks for listening.